nutty, but I'll try them all over again. Cognac keeps you peppy, rum makes you dumb. Beer is a mellow drink, but it'll keep you on the run. Whenever you want a drink or two, choose the drink that pleases you. Drink your mash, talk your trash, that is the right thing to do. Latch, champagne makes you happy.
Oh, got a plate.
Yeah, I got
it. Vodka keeps you thin. Tequila makes you want to fight. But I'll try them all.
We're back! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Popping Bottles. If you can hear my voice, then you probably know my name is Josh Govia. I am the co-host, one half of the powerhouse duo that is Popping Bottles, a comedic podcast about your favorite beverages. That being said, deep breath. If you hear any chewing, it's from a segment called Relevant Snacks.
Relevant Snacks!
Which we will get to once the episode begins. But I can't do this alone. Nay, I refuse to do so. I am court-ordered to have a terrific co-host by the name of...
Hang on.
Busted.
It's me, Rob Grabowski. I'm eating wings, so someone else will have to get the ice.
That's right. Yeah, or you'll wash your hands.
Hashtag yummy raw.
That's right. Full disclosure, we are eating wings from Wingstop, which we'll get to the reason why. Bobby, how you been?
Josh, I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Rock solid. It's hot, but it wasn't as hot as it used to be.
No, that's true. It's hot, but it's not awful.
Yeah, so I had a lovely day outside. Enjoying one of the many 600 Chicago parks this morning.
Oh!
Horner Park is my chosen park.
Horner Park's nice.
It's very nice, yeah. It's beautiful this time of year. And we need to keep these parks clean, and I hope this doesn't come back later.
I don't... I mean, it might. We'll
we
see
should probably happens. Support anybody who's working for the parks in any aspect.
Let's save that for play.
But, yeah,
I enjoyed walking down Southport Corridor yesterday.
Oh, yeah, nice. Lovely. Did you stop at Jenny's?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh. Well, all right. Well,
I tried to go to the new Jewish deli, Steingold's.
Steingold's?
But they're at more morning hours. They're only open from like 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Steingold's used to have a one off of the, Rockwell. That's my stop.
Irving Park Brown Line. Is it still there?
There's still that one, but they used to have like a mini one off the Kimball Brown Line.
Oh.
Matzo ball soup? Not my favorite.
Oh.
Yeah, I got to go to the bagel.
Which sure. Oh, yeah, bagel.
I went
great.
To the other day.
Yeah.
And it was
ooh,
delicious.
You get that bowl of pickles?
Oh, yeah. And they were fresh and cold and crisp. Mm. Everything was cool. It was, like I said, it was hot outside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You sit down, the booth is nice and cool, and you're like,
That's how you do
just
it.
Just take a nap here.
Yeah, right.
But enough about Steingold's.
Steingold's.
It's a different podcast. We are here because we have a wonderful guest. Rob, you might know that this podcast is a community podcast about your favorite beverage. Each episode, we have a guest. The guest makes the beverage of the choice, and we talk about why they chose it.
Josh, is this episode any different than our normal episode?
And then the fact we're just eating wings at the beginning.
Hell yeah, bro.
But we have a wonderful guest by the name of...
Val Agnew.
Yay!
Yay!
Val, how are you?
I'm great. I'm really loving these wings.
Yeah.
Have you walked through any parks or corridors of late?
Yeah.
I did not. I spent my entire morning on Zoom.
Oh, fine.
So,
just zooming around. Any fun stuff, or was it business? Or
it was business, and then rehearsal, and now I'm here. But I am gonna go out and hang out with friends later, I won't have a full busy day.
And I too would not consider this hanging out with friends. So you're right.
This is business. We are
this
only
is 100% pure in phase business.
I'm wearing a tie.
And I'm wearing a ball gown because I was confused.
I'm nude.
Always.
Except for my cover bun.
Viewers, it's very big. It covers everything. It
covers a lot.
Yeah. A giant was having an estate sale.
It's almost a blanket.
Val, what beverage have you chosen to talk about with us today?
Well, I have chosen Cherry Vanilla Diet Coke.
Cherry Vanilla, it's a mouthful. And not just from the wings. Cherry Vanilla Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm.
And we all got some. And the reason we're enjoying Delicious Wingstop is because that's where we procured this Cherry Vanilla Diet Coke.
This is a hard beverage to come by.
Yeah, and they wouldn't let me just buy the soda. I had to buy wings. They were just like, I was like, three sodas, please. And they're like, you getting anything else? And I was like, oh, yes, sir, please.
Oh, God, no.
I'll just get my favorite flavor of wings, please, and fries.
So the usual? No.
No. Yeast rolls? No. Well, let's taste it on air. We'll talk about what we taste.
Do we need another cup, or do you have to...
I got some right here.
Oh, so,
Okay. Those two are yours.
Oh, oh,
awesome.
As in all tastings, you're not wrong. What you taste is what you taste. I went light ice because I wanted it to last a little bit. I don't know if
that
we...
was thoughtful.
That's nice of you.
And then full disclosure, well, my Diet Coke vanilla cherry came from... these all came from a soda, a Coca-Cola freestyle machine.
Mm-hmm. Freestyle?
But mine came from the one by my house.
Oh.
Which was a Burger King, where I did just buy a soda.
Oh,
there.
Wow.
They didn't force you to have a Whopper?
No, or an Impossible Whopper.
Okay, well, I guess, yeah, because a Burger King can have it your way.
Yeah, I was like, my way is no burger. And they're like, oh. Fish shaking. All right, well, let's tuck in and let's talk about what we taste.
All tuck in.
As in like all tastings, you're not wrong.
Ooh. Mm. Okay, that is vanilla-y.
But the cherry cuts the vanilla.
Yeah, it's slight though. The cherry is slight. The Coke is. But
I wish the cherry was a little more.
Do you?
A little bit.
Hmm.
Sorry,
go ahead.
I'm not a big fan of the vanilla Coke.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's too. It tastes. I understand pop is a fake flavor, but the vanilla tastes too fake to me.
Is that true?
Fair.
For all vanilla flavoring?
Yeah, unless it's like, you know, real good, like real vanilla.
Fun fact, I also don't like straight up vanilla Coke or just cherry Coke. Only like the combination.
You're a weirdo.
I am indeed.
I feel like usually the fountain is a little more bubbly.
Yeah.
I feel like mine's a little more flat. Is that true for y'all as well?
Yes. Yeah, a little bit maybe.
Yeah, a little bit.
I wonder if that's like the freestyle machine specifically. Oh.
Yeah, it has a little less bubbles.
Yeah.
It's good though.
It's so much. Oh yeah, it's not bad.
I like it.
I'm gonna finish it. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, I can really taste the fake vanilla, the vanilla. If you
know. My second sip definitely was more cherry than my first sip.
Agreed. Mm. A cherry in the front palate too, because the first time you drink it, it's like Diet Coke, then it's a wave of vanilla, and then a cherry in the aftertaste. My second sip, more cherry in the front.
Yeah.
It's good. I like soda. I like Diet Coke. I would drink this 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It's refreshing.
Whoa.
All right, Val, before we get into your history with it, let's get into a little bit of the history of Diet Cherry Vanilla Coke.
How do you, is it Diet Cherry Vanilla Coke?
I always say Cherry Vanilla Diet Coke, but I don't know if that's the proper.
I feel like Diet Coke, they're like buddies.
Diet Coke goes together.
Yeah, they're Thelma and Louise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but in my mind, in order to get the flavors right,
yeah.
I have to say those.
Diet Coke, right. Cherry Vanilla Coke.
Cherry Vanilla Coke. Diet Coke. Cherry Vanilla Coke.
Diet Vanilla Cherry Coke. Cola.
Cola. All right.
Yep.
We got there.
We've done Coca-Cola in a couple of past pods.
Yeah.
Ryan Ben, friend of the guest, co-host, Rob Grabowski.
Yeah.
Friend of the pod.
my guess.
Sorry, he did regular Coke. But we've done Diet Coke, and
we did Mexican Coke with Mr.
We did Mexican Coke.
Jesse Gomez.
So we all know a little bit about the history. In 1865, John Pemberton was stabbed on a battlefield in the Civil War.
We all know this.
Became addicted to morphine. And in turn, defeated that addiction, started a pharmacy where he could order more morphine for himself. We all know that.
We all know that.
We all know that in 1886, Coca-Cola was introduced as a non-alcoholic version of John Pemberton's favorite beverage, I lost it.
No.
Cola wine. Which was a mixture of wine and cocaine. Or morphine if you're John Pemberton.
Yeah.
We all know that. So we don't need to go...
Old news.
We don't need to say that again. What we do need to say, in 1940, pharmacies sort of gave way to soda fountains.
Yeah.
And that's where, like, Coke existed next to ice cream.
Yeah.
And flavoring sauces were there. So we can safely assume that some soda jerk mixed... the first cherry vanilla Coke.
What a jerk.
You know, when kids are bored, they'll do whatever.
Yeah, well.
You know, you ever worked a menial job?
Of course.
And there was like,
God,
trying to impress someone at
the
bar.
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
Hot stuff. Fast forward to 1982, Diet Coke is introduced. Again, we did a little history on Diet Coke. We don't need to go into that. But that same year that Diet Coke was released, Coke made a limited run of both. And these are separate lanes. They made a cherry Coke and a vanilla Coke.
Oh.
1982 at the World's Fair in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh.
Wow.
But that's the Wiggest Fair. By the way.
You can buy wigs or what?
Wings, please. In 2002, Vanilla Coke hits the scene and is a huge failure.
Makes sense.
Low sales give way to 2006, where Black Cherry Vanilla Coke and Diet Black Cherry Vanilla Coke hit the scene and also aren't that great.
I remember like Cherry Coke being pretty good.
In terms of sales. Yeah, I can't speak to their taste.
Sure.
Because...
they gotta try stuff.
Because Black Cherry Vanilla Coke comes out, much like every Coca-Cola fan base, people were like, the other one was better, bring back Vanilla Coke and Vanilla Diet Coke. And sure enough, that's what they do. By the end of 2006, they sunset Black Cherry Vanilla and bring back Vanilla Coke, which was, discontinued. In 2009, we get our first Coca-Cola Freestyle machine.
Oh.
This lets you be the soda jerk. And you can mix your own flavors. You can make your own suicides.
What a jerk.
We're all jerks now.
The sauces separate. I love Coca-Cola Freestyle machines.
Oh,
because usually if they have that, they have Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
It's fun.
And then in 2020, the best year so far, Coca-Cola Cherry Vanilla hits the shelf in the regular format and in zero sugar.
Oh.
So no more diet. Now they've rebranded it as zero sugar. And made it taste more like regular Coke, which, if you love Diet Coke, you don't love Coke Zero. Mm.
Coke Zero is weird.
It is.
I have a problem with that.
And that's the history.
That was a beautiful story.
Jeez, Josh, you worked up a sweat. Have a bite of wings. You earned
this. That's right. So that's a little bit of history of the beverage. Val, let's get into your history with the beverage. This is a segment we like to call...
First time, last time. Tell us about the first time you had Dr. Diet Coke Silver Vanilla Cherry.
Silver?
The first time the doctor and I danced was also the last time other than this, which was at the Regal Movie Theater.
Oh! Mm-hmm. Which one?
The City North, one on Western. Yeah. They had
Love
freestyle machines. I say had because as of the after times, Regal has started serving Pepsi.
Boo.
Whoa, really?
Uh-huh.
Wow, I haven't been to the theater in person there.
I was devastated. We went to see A Quiet Place 2 as our first back to the movie theater
movie. How was that?
It was great. Yeah. I loved it. And, you know, I was so excited have my soda, and we had to deal with a Diet Pepsi.
What a shame. So that means the Regal off of Webster and Clybourne.
Same problem.
Oh, boo. Mm-hmm. I like the Regal off of Webster. That was always one of my favorite theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an analogous, is there a one-to-one on the Pepsi?
So if they have, there are... basically Pepsi freestyle machines, but they do not have them at there. Or no, they do have a Pepsi freestyle machine at City North, but it's not as like
there's not a wild cherry vanilla diet
Pepsi.
A friend of the show, Ashley Guerin, still worked at that one off of
she
would have fixed this.
Yeah, she would have stopped
this. This would have been nonsense. She's like, no, get that out of here.
Yeah. And I remember actually that they announced that like prior to the pandemic, and I remember being like, "Boo, no, don't do it!" And then I just totally forgot.
Yeah,
because you know,
the world shit.
Because you didn't go,
right?
Nobody went anywhere.
I get so angry when certain places like you don't have Coke. Like on my when I did the ship contract, it was a Pepsi ship, and I was like,
"Oh no!"
So I had to sneak on Diet Coke. Smuggle it on.
Oh no!
He became the connect for other people.
I was a little bit. I hate it. Like this is mine. Keep your own.
Yeah, I don't have an allegiance, but that being said, I can completely appreciate getting somewhere in anticipation of something and just being dashed completely and just being like, oh no.
So what'd you get, just water?
No, we got a Diet Pepsi and then didn't drink most of it because it just wasn't the same.
Yeah.
Pepsi sucks.
It's definitely a subpar
subpar
beverage.
Josh, do you like Pepsi?
I like them both.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
The Cubs White Sox to me.
Oh,
you
sure.
know.
Mm.
And I'm not originally from Chicago, so I like both.
Yeah.
Fair. I think I just only associate Pepsi with certain things. And once I associate Coke with something, I only want Coke with that thing. Like, if they started serving, like, this would be sacrilegious, but if they ever started serving Pepsi at McDonald's, like, you can't.
That feels
like,
weird.
Yeah. It wouldn't go together, right?
It's like sliders.
Oh, I like sliders, but not at McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. Mmm, McDonald's sliders.
Mmm.
His wings really throwing me for a loop. So you said that was the last time?
Yeah, well, because the last time I had a... Well, actually, no, I just lied to you. The reason knew that Wingstop had a Freestyle machine was because the Wingstop by me just installed it, like, in the last few months. And we went there, and before that, they had this broken soda machine, so I never got a fountain drink. But my husband, Michael, went to get
the food.
Shout
out, Michael.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike. He discovered that they had a Freestyle machine, so he came home, and he's like, I have a surprise for you.
He's a keeper.
He is. Yep. So that was the last time I had it.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And the first time was at the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Checking all the boxes.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did, because I also got confused.
Yeah. Well, I was just so thrown about them changing.
Me too. Yeah. I got so mad about it. Regal, get together.
The Coca-Cola, and the Freestyle machine's so fun. And now I'm again, purely selfishly reasons... That Pepsi machine might not have Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, it probably does.
Definitely doesn't, yeah.
It does make
Dr.
me mad.
Dr. Pepper is more associated with Coke. I know it's a separate company.
Yeah.
Yeah, but usually where there's Coke, there's Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I will say, I think the one at the movie theater, now that I'm remembering, had Mr. Pitt.
Oh.
Which is, you know, that's how I, that's where I get my, I get my bayonet out.
It's like, yeah, Sprite, fine, a Sierra Mist, I guess.
Those two things are not the same soda. Anyone who tries to pretend they are is lying.
They're both clear and lime and lemony.
Yeah. Mm, Sierra Mist is not clear.
I thought it was.
Is it?
I thought.
Maybe I'm thinking of, like, with Splash. What
I think
is it?
Surge?
Squirt?
Surge?
Squirt?
Oh my god, I forgot about Surge.
Yeah. Remember Surge?
It's back.
Yeah.
It's back. If you're watching Loki, Josta's back.
Oh yeah. Whoa.
Josta.
Bobby, first time, last time, diet? I'm looking at my notes.
Cherry vanilla.
Right? There's another way of saying it.
God!
Diet vanilla cherry Coke.
Diet vanilla cherry Coca-Cola. I have no idea the first... This might be my first, maybe my last time. I know. Nothing to be mean about it. But I don't think this is something I would go for.
You're anti-vanilla. Artificial vanilla.
But then if I'm at one of those fancy Freestyle machines... I challenge to a rap battle, and then if I won, I choose what drink I want. And if it won, it would force me to drink something I didn't want.
Which could be this. Yeah.
Which could be this.
Which should be this.
Yes, agreed. But my go-to on the Freestyle, I get a little bit of like regular Coke and a little bit of the orange, whatever orange soda is in there. So I like that combo.
Oh,
interesting.
Yeah, it's good.
Summer citrus.
Summer citrus. Did we forget to do that?
No.
Good. Oh, good.
That comes at the end.
I don't know. Sometimes we don't talk about things.
They have a Coca-Cola or Diet Coke, like orange. Do you like that one?
I do,
like
yeah.
With the syrup? Or I'm assuming it's the same syrup that it's got to be to make the soda, right?
Like, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I guess I never think about just going for that one because in my head I'm like, oh, I like the combo of it.
Yeah.
Because this is two separate things becoming one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet the flavor's stronger that way, too.
Yeah, I think so.
You get to control the mix.
Yeah.
You're the soda jerk.
I'm the jerk. Don't forget it. Josh, was the first time, last time you had a Diet Coke vanilla cherry?
Again, I think...
The DCVC.
So I vaguely remember the cans for the black cherry vanilla Diet Coke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were like purple and black, I think.
Yeah.
And I grew up in a diet soda household, which is part of the reason I love it so much now.
Mm-hmm.
So I vaguely remember trying that, and as a kid, I want anything sweet. Like, I was just like, oh, this is great. So I remember having it then and liking it, and then as soon as it went away, I just forgot completely about it. Now, when the Freestyle machines did come out, I made it a point to try everything on there, because people know me. I'm the guy that's like, well, give me everything. Like, at a brewery, I want to try everything.
No, I want it all.
I want things that I can't get anywhere else. So I made it a point specifically to try all the Diet Coke flavors and all the Diet Dr. Pepper flavors. So I probably had it then, and I don't think it, like, it just didn't stick. Like, sure. With the Diet Coke, I would much rather have a citrus, hashtag summer citrus, lime or lemon with it than a vanilla or a cherry-ish flavor. That being said, I'm a sucker. A sucker for the cheap grenadine cherry Cokes.
Oh, yeah.
Or Rob Roy's.
We get the actual grenadine in there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And then they give you, and especially when you're little, you're like, give me all the cherries, please. I'm a child.
I'm a little baby.
And they're like, this thing makes him happy. Like, he doesn't understand yet. And that was always a joy.
Yeah.
But again, Coke does have a little bit of vanilla flavoring already in it. That's one of the flavors.
Yeah, but you don't taste it. It's not strong.
Yeah, it's mixed with the other ones, so yeah. But that was probably the first time and last time I ever had it.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
What do you mix when you go to the freestyle?
Just Diet Dr. Pepper. Because you can't get it a lot of places. Like
you don't mix anything into it?
I've had the, like, creamy ones before. They have, like, a soda fountain sort of, like...
Yeah, they have all the cream sodas with all the different
flavors. Yeah, and it's just, it doesn't do it for me. It's the same thing, I think, because, like, the cherry is already a flavor in Diet Coke. Like, I don't need it. Or Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
That I don't need it, enhanced.
Yeah.
I like the mix.
Enhanced.
I don't know. Zoom in.
Enhanced.
23 flavors. And enhanced. So yeah, but that's just me. You know, I'm silly like that.
That's okay, though.
You're making me think we need to pitch to Coca-Cola that they need to serve, like, flights.
Oh,
like,
I would totally buy that.
So they have at the Coca-Cola factory in Atlanta.
They
have a tasty room.
Yeah, they have a tasty room.
And they must do flights. Like, that's one of the reasons I want to go to Atlanta is to go to the Coca-Cola touring facility.
Not the Civil Rights Museum.
No! God, no! Coca-Cola all day, baby!
They do. They basically just give you, like, unlimited little cups. So kind of is like flights.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been there.
Have you been?
Tour. Yeah.
Is it cool?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually. Mm. Yeah. It's really, you know, it's commercialized. You're being sucked into a giant ad. But it's fun.
Those are fun sometimes.
Yeah.
Do they give you anything just for, like, going there? Or, like...
Just as much soda as you can possibly drink. Yeah.
And I'm sure there's, like, a gift shop you can buy if you want.
Oh, yeah. Huge gift shop.
Huge.
Well, remember when Diet Coke rebranded, and we tasted them on air for the podcast... They rebranded into those, like, skinny cans, and they had, lime and orange, and, like, we tried all those.
There was a black cherry one, too, I think.
Yeah, there probably was, yeah. And I was like, oh, we gotta try all these. Like,
yeah. Whoa,
because, so if they released something like that, that Val is selling you Coca-Cola, get on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Val, give everybody your home phone number right now. So they can call you.
555, that's fake.
555, that's fake. That's my phone number. Give me a call, I'm waiting.
Fake is spelled FKE.
Why is nobody calling?
Keep giving out my phone number.
Yeah, I'm giving away free money. Well, we have another segment on the show. Well, we want to know the first alcoholic beverage you ever had. Now, we're not talking about an alcoholic beverage this time, but you do drink, correct?
Oh, yes.
Okay. No judgments. But we want to know what the first alcoholic beverage you ever had was. This segment is called...
Whoop whoop, pull over. Let me see that ID.
Let me see your ID. What was your first beverage?
Well... hopefully my parents will never listen to this. Bob and Shosh, don't.
Bob and Shosh?
Yeah.
Bobby Shosh.
What Shosh stands short for?
Shoshana.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Lovely name.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. It was actually one of those situations like an Ellis Island thing where my mom is from Morocco and then they moved to Israel and when she was like 12.
Mazel tov.
Yeah. And they changed all of the kids' names to be more like what they call Hebraized names.
Hebraized.
Yeah. So my mom's first real name is Suzanne.
Oh.
And then they changed it to Shoshana. And most of her siblings changed their names back, but my mom had already moved here, so it was just easier to keep Shoshana.
I like Shoshana. It's a good
name. Yeah. It means rose.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Bob and Shosh, earmuffs. my best friend Sarah, who I actually saw yesterday.
Shout out Sarah.
Oh, what up, Sarah?
Her older brother Josh had the hookup when we were in high school.
Oh, sure.
And so he got us, I think we basically got what he didn't want. So the first sip of alcohol I ever had, other than like, you know, a sip from my dad's Guinness periodically, was just straight Kahlua.
Oh, wow. Yikes.
Yep, just Kahlua out of the bottle.
Hell yeah, dude.
I hid it in my American Girl doll like closet.
Nice.
Yep.
What dolls was it sitting next to?
It was actually sitting next to a custom doll.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was it of you?
Well, that was the theory. You're supposed to get one that looks like you, but I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah. It's I don't know.
Well, you said that was the theory. My thought was like you tried to get one, make one that was like you, and it just looks so wrong. You're like, it doesn't look like me.
Yeah, let's
like,
try that.
Like me.
No,
American Girl. Not you. That's absolutely you. Next, please.
I think I just got one that looked like someone I'd want to be friends with.
Oh,
so it, was, it didn't look like me. Sense. I think that was what you were supposed to do, but I just was like,
sure.
Oh, I just want this one. So yeah, she was my pal. Oh, she wore a soccer uniform.
Oh,
this I like.
Yeah.
This makes sense.
Yeah. If I had an American Girl doll, she would also have a soccer uniform.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would be in the band.
They could do both.
What?
That's what's so cool about American Girl dolls.
I don't understand.
American Girl dolls, call Val.
Get that flight.
Yeah. Get you a girl that can do both. That's the tagline.
Extracurricular flight.
She does all the curriculars.
Extra. So Kahlua?
Yeah, Kahlua.
We're all over the place.
It's so nice being in person. I know we said that last time.
Yeah, but it is, though.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're like our second one in person.
Wow.
Yeah. Since the plague.
Yes. I'm so honored.
I call it BP before Pepsi.
I know, everything is marked out by
people
legal.
Knows what that is. People knows what that
they
means now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have to go along with
that. No.
Yeah, yeah.
I think people
BP.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I lost the thread.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. I thought I had a question. I'm drunk on wings.
It's fine.
Delicious.
What was your go-to in college? Did you drink in college, I'm assuming?
Oh, yeah.
What was your go-to?
I liked...
Did you get crunked?
Accidentally, mostly.
Yeah.
I really liked Captain and Sprite.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah. It tasted like cream soda.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Sure.
So that went down easy. Yeah. A lot of that.
I used to get 2 liter of Coke, a 2 liter of orange soda, and I would get the Smirnoff vanilla bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Pour in a glass. Yeah, it tastes like an orange cream soda.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
That was before I realized what I was doing. It's just like, I don't know. I like the taste of this, and it's the weekend. This is what I'm supposed to do.
I'll make anything sweet.
Yeah.
And then finally you like beer, and then you're like, I'll just drink beer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a little cheaper. Easier to carry. It's a can.
Right.
Yeah. There's less. I don't have to bring 3 bottles to a party to make my drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, not needing a tote bag is always helpful.
Which I brought to make our drink for later. But we'll get to that. Yeah. Val, moving on, we have another segment on the show. We've all been laughing, enjoying wings, some French fries, some cherry Diet Coke that also has vanilla.
Yeah.
But we have to assume. We need to. We want to so bad assume that this is not your dream location to enjoy this beverage. We want to know what that dream location is. We want to know what celebrity guest you're bringing with you. This segment is called...
I like this, but I'd rather be here.
Well, I kind of already gave it away. I think my dream location of drinking this drink would be back in a movie theater.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think, you know, I just associate this flavor with sitting in a movie theater watching a film. And... this might be cheating, but I think I'd pick Michael as my celebrity guest.
The movie?
She loves John Travolta.
Yeah.
Listeners, she's wearing John Travolta on her shirt. Mid-90s
John Travolta.
She's got one of those shirts that says full face. And then you can't see it, but she's got a giant cross. I don't know what that means based on the context clues.
I'm assuming Swag from Michael?
Michael Swag.
The back is a picture of him topless in a pool.
But like now.
Right. Yeah. Exactly, now. Ooh, the only way to have him topless in a pool.
So, okay, your celebrity date is your husband.
Yeah. He will be a celebrity one day. Sure. So.
We all can be.
Yeah, we're pulling for him.
Yeah. TikTok generation.
Let's get him to sign something.
Yeah. NDA. What's your dream movie theater? Is it the Regal off of Western?
Yeah, I wanted to get into that a little bit, too. Yeah.
Or if you could design your own theater.
Ooh. I think that I would probably pick the Music Box.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would probably pick the Music Box because I've been going there since I was a little kid. Ooh. And I love that place. And I like a good old classic location. So, yeah. But maybe with a better sound system.
Sure.
Yeah.
What movie are you seeing?
What
movie are you seeing?
Ooh. Well, Michael wouldn't be happy about this, but I'd want to see The Princess Bride.
Oh. Because you don't like Princess Bride?
No, so he missed a lot of those movies, like watching them as a kid.
Some of that, yeah, that sure. I get that.
Sure, yeah, sure, and sure. So they just don't hit the same way when you're like 30 the first time you see that.
That's Fred okay. Savage is whiny. Yeah.
Some of these effects are not good.
Yeah. He's fighting that rat.
Yeah. Right.
So they're being dumb on purpose?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that would be what I'd pick because that was the very first movie I ever saw at the Music Box.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's such a great movie. And how old were you when you saw it?
Ooh, I was pretty small. I don't know what year it came out. It might have been like a you know, old play, like by the time I saw it. I was probably, let's say I was 7, so it was probably like the early
90s. Wow, yeah. That's pretty sweet. Yeah.
That's cool.
The beginning of that, we had it on VHS and eventually DVD. But the beginning of like that music, like the with the Princess Bride like logo, like it just instantly takes me back to like childhood, in a way that Michael will never appreciate.
He'll never understand.
Wait, never. The movie Michael?
Or yeah, the movie.
Okay, cool.
The movie Michael was never a child.
I'm confused.
He's an angel. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. What? I haven't finished it yet.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
I tuned in for William Hurt. An Oliver Platt?
Oh, yeah?
Is it?
Man.
Once my listeners, I got sauce all over my hands. Yeah, once I clean up, I'm going to look it up on my phone.
Yeah, I remember that Michael, I don't know why we're talking about this now. They had the soundtrack, that Babyface song, If I Could Change the World.
Oh, yeah.
Which was really good.
Wow.
I like that song.
This is the most I've thought about that movie since I saw it in the movie theater.
Well, you keep bringing it up.
Yeah. Stop talking about it. Isn't it weird how some, like, remember that, what was her? She was huge in, like, the late 90s. She's a rap star. She died very young.
Aaliyah?
Yeah. She had that one song that was huge, but it was on the Dr. Dolittle soundtrack.
Oh,
tell me about somebody.
That was on the Dr. Dolittle soundtrack?
That's unfortunate.
I remember, this dating myself, watching MTV.
When they actually
Total Request Live, they would show the video and it was her like dancing, and then they were like superimposed like clips from Dr. Dolittle in the background.
Weird. Like,
what? It's a weird thing.
Those are always the laziest movie, like music videos where they just cut to clips.
Yeah.
I like it when they had some production value and they like dressed up like the characters or like they even like.
Or like one came of them in had and, like, a cameo.
Yeah. Like danced around for 10 minutes and then walked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so funny. TRL.
TRL.
R.I.P. There you go.
Hello.
Jinx!
Carson did.
You owe me a diet cherry vanilla Coke.
Vanilla diet.
A doctor diet cherry.
The doctor will see you next. Bobby, same question to you. Where would your dream location be to enjoy a delicious diet doctor cherry vanilla? Not Sprite.
All right, not Sprite.
Diet.
You know, I'm going to go... Okay. My dream location is that I'm at a water park, but the water park is closed except for it's only allowing myself and like my 10 close friends in. So this is not gross. It's not going to be gross from everything or all these gross people. Just we have the water park to ourselves. We're hanging out, having a good time. As we pause to get some food, they also have a Coca-Cola freestyle machine, and I demand we have to try every flavor. Slowly working our way through it, we get to Diet Coke Cherry Vanilla. Someone goes, hey, this is great. I go, great, that's what we're drinking the rest of the day. Everyone deal with it. And as we sit in the wave pool, just chilling on our tubes,
nice.
We all have a classic Diet Coke cherry vanilla. We're sipping away, and then someone goes, "Hey, you guys hear this movie, Michael?" And you get really into John Travolta's art for some reason.
Yeah. I think you say like a banner of furls, and just a white banner, and then as dusk sets, they start playing it.
That's better. Everyone's like, who's doing this?
Change the world.
Oh, and our celebrity guest is Andy McDowell.
Andy McDowell.
She shows up and I'll take one question from each of you about this movie. So that's 10 questions. That's pretty good.
Wow.
They can only be about the film, Michael.
I always liked her, but I never found her like very attractive.
Yeah, I get that. I feel the same way about Drew Barrymore.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
I think Andy McDowell is one of those people. She's just sort of like... fits wherever, so yeah. She's sort of like thus forgettable because she's sort of like
she gives off
malleable.
Like cool teacher energy,
yeah.
Where it's like, oh man, I can't wait to take this class, but yeah. I would never like be like, oh, a romantic partner.
Oh, her.
She's also like the Laura Linney of her generation because she's always being cast as a British person in British.
Oh, is
films.
She really?
Yeah, she's in like Three Weddings and a Funeral?
Four
Weddings and a Funeral.
I can only
I short
she, I haven't
of a wedding.
Seen that movie in so long. She's
yeah.
supposed to be British in that.
Pretty
She's
sure.
supposed to be British.
Pretty sure. Yeah, I don't know why, but that's not the only one that she's in where she's like playing. I don't know. It's weird.
Because she's normal. She's American.
Wow.
In Groundhog
No, you
Day.
Were correct.
She's normal. Take that, British listeners. Josh, where's your dream location?
Oh, okay.
To enjoy a Diet Coke cherry vanilla drink.
All right, get this. I'm driving across country. My car starts making weird noises. I pull over to the side of the road. I look. The transmission or something is shot. I don't do a lot of car stuff. Just a little bit. I can change the oil. So the car is kaput. And I'm fuming. I'm red hot. It's hot. I'm sweating. And I hear all this noise behind me. And I turn around, and what do I see? But the World's Fair.
Whoa.
It is 1982. I'm in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Wow.
And I say fuck it. I kick the car and explodes. And I'm kind of grumpy, and I'm going through the World's Fair, and slowly, like the magic of being at a World's Fair is like very fun, and slowly like cools me down. You know, I've got like. A hot dog or a corn dog or, you know, with the stuff they have at World's Fair.
Yeah.
And I stumble upon the Coca-Cola booth where they're making cherry Coke and making vanilla Coke. And I say, guys, I'm going to blow your mind. I want you to make Diet Cherry Vanilla Coke. And they say, sir, we don't know what Diet Coke is. We can't do that. And I said, you can. And then I whisper... in the soda jerk's ear, the recipe.
Ooh.
Wow.
And his brain, he almost ambulisms. Ambulisms?
Ambulance.
Aneurysms.
He almost needs an ambulance because he's so excited. He's so thrilled. He goes into the back and you hear like steam and you hear like clink, clink, clink. Yeah, you hear like a shotgun blast.
A cow for some reason.
A cow. Oh. It's like a crowing. And he comes back. In a beautiful, I don't know, mason jar.
Yeah.
And he's like, sir, I've done it based on your plans. I've created a Diet Coke cherry vanilla. And because you had the great idea, I want you to have the first sip. And I say, oh, but of course, my goodness. And I just reach out my hand. I grab it. It's like perspiring, like in a commercial.
Yeah.
And I put it to my lips. And I say, you know what? I think the first sip should go to my celebrity guest.
Oh.
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts!
America's sweetheart.
That's true, yeah.
And now, the World's Fair sweetheart.
Ooh!
So I give her a little sip. She says, it's delightful. She smiles.
Yeah. That smile lights up that room.
You kill it. That was
oh, my
smile.
Gosh.
And she's like, okay, I gotta go. And she flies away. And I grab it. And this is like mid-90s Julia Roberts.
Yeah,
so she's gotta get back to
I get it, no.
To make, I don't know.
Hook. Notting Hill?
Hook. Notting Hill.
She's jet setting. Also a British movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's American.
But she is American. That's true.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
I forgot she was in it for a second. she's so good.
She's Tinkerbell.
Yeah. The whole movie's so good.
It is great.
Does it hold up?
Uh-oh.
I haven't seen it recently.
I like it.
It's okay.
Wow.
It's very, I like the, I love the premise of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I also love Robin Williams. Mm. I think it's very Steven Spielberg-esque. Mm. The kids are a lot. Like, we are with these Lost Boys too long. And they are all so positive. Mm. Boo.
Okay. You don't want a positive kids movie.
You're looking for like a Scorsese version?
No, 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 no. I don't think I'm describing it right. You're just, the Lost Boys are a lot. They're very annoying, and we're with them a long time.
Okay. I haven't seen it recently.
Sure. Dustin Hoffman, the Bob Hoskins, though? Oh,
mwah. Holds yes. up in my head very well.
It's me.
Take a delicious sip, and instantly I'm transported back to my car. It's fixed.
Oh, it's
great. And I continue on my road trip. I don't know. Where am I going? California.
Yeah, perfect.
To search for gold.
You're on route.
Yeah, to search for Curly's gold. Which I think was in California?
The desert.
Serious question, Josh.
Yes.
Did you give your landline number to the Coca-Cola guy?
I don't have one because I'm completely off the grid. Time traveler. Yeah. You can't have a paper trail.
You can't.
Wow. Because
they're hunting for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
Michael came out in 1996, Year of Our Lord. It features John Travolta as Michael, Andy McDowell as Dorothy, William Hurt, Bob Hoskins is in this too.
Hoskins from
Smee.
Roger Rabbit.
Smee. And then, this is who I thought was Oliver Platt. Actor Robert Pastorelli?
Pastorelli.
Pastorelli.
Yeah.
You'd recognize him.
He was in Murphy Brown. He was the painter.
I don't remember.
That guy?
Oh, yeah. I kind of recognize him. Yeah.
He was the star of Double Rush or something, the show after Murphy Brown. Anyway. Enough of this. Moving on, we have another segment. Val, we want to know a beverage you hate, despise, revile. If so, in fact, you need to stricken it from the world and the record. We want to know what that beverage is, how are you going to destroy it, and this segment is called...
Cork It!
I leave the table if she fucking drinks Merlot!
I love these segment names. And the delivery. The delivery makes it.
Well, it goes to the episode. We also have drops of other, like, more fancier things than just me yelling them.
Oh, I like it when you just yell.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Oh, okay. Well, if we're talking about an alcoholic drink.
Any drink that you despise or hate. Doesn't have to be out. But if you want to go, not.
Well, okay. So, actually, I was listening to your episode from last week.
Oh.
And I share something in common with last week's guest. I, too, had a terrible experience with banana-flavored medicine as a child, and thus cannot drink anything banana-flavored.
Oh.
Or eat anything banana-flavored. Like, bananas, real bananas are fine, but any kind of banana flavor. So I would say I would take a banana milkshake and drop kick it, like punt it into the Grand Canyon. And wait to hear it crash at the bottom.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
Just one lone banana shake.
Yeah. I mean, if I could take all the...
And you can do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
concentrate
okay. Well,
every...
There's no rules. Yeah.
I would make a law.
Oh.
A global law.
Okay.
That says that you cannot make artificial banana flavoring ever again.
Oh,
must use real bananas.
Mm-hmm. Real bananas only.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, legislate. That's the way to get things done.
That's right. The government will fix it.
They never failed us before. I like that.
Bobby, same question. Head your way. How you destroy all the artificial banana flavoring in the world?
This is tough. Oh, okay, so we're just destroying
our flavor. Or banana milkshakes.
No, we'll go banana. Was it banana milkshakes or banana?
Well, flavor? I had two different things. Whatever you prefer.
Okay.
She made a milkshake out of all the artificial banana flavor in the world. All
right.
Kicked in the drinking.
Okay. Here's what I would do. I would set up a very fancy racetrack. Hear me out. Hold on.
The Arlington racetrack's up for sale.
Oh, that's true. Perfect. I'm going to buy the Arlington racetrack. Uh-huh. Take that, the Bears. What I've done is I've partnered with Nintendo, and I've made it into a Mario Kart style thing. However,
that's genius,
thank
by
you.
The way.
We're going to
Nintendo. Call him,
please. My number is 555. That's fake. but much like the real Mario Kart game, We're going to have actual banana peels you can throw. But we're going to make them in my lab using all the artificial banana nonsense that scientists use. Because I don't want to get rid of real bananas. We want to use the fake stuff. And we'll just keep using that, having cars peel out. Maybe some crashes happen. I'm probably going to get sued a few times.
Yeah.
But, you know, what, this is the price you pay for making a Mario Kart-style racetrack.
Yeah. It'll be huge.
It'll be huge. It's going to be great. But the moment we use up all the artificial banana flavoring for our fake banana peels, I close it. We're done. Wow. We're out. Yeah.
Sitting on a pile of money.
Yeah. Then I move somewhere and hang out with Julia Roberts.
she flies
going.
Yeah, hey, she's got a mason jar. She's like, Rob, you gotta try this.
Oh, ooh, this is delish.
Andy McDowell's also there, but you don't realize.
Oh, yeah. Why'd you get her?
We came together.
We did?
Huh. That's weird.
Huh.
You're nice.
All right. Well.
That reminds me, I gotta do my homework.
I'll see you later, teach. Because I like banana cream shakes and like pies. I do, so I don't want to get rid of it completely. Yeah. But that's artificial cool. banana flavoring.
Yes,
I'm with you.
Yeah,
out of here.
Yeah,
Josh, what would you do?
Okay, I don't mind it. I've never had a bad like. To me, that's grape. Grape sure. Artificial grape flavoring is just the pits. It makes me think of Robitussin. It makes me think of just like bad medicine. call me. So what I would do is I would also I do a treasure hunt, a worldwide treasure hunt.
Okay.
I'm independently wealthy.
Of course.
$100 per vial of artificial banana syrup you can bring to me. People start bringing them. I geolocate where these people are calling in from. I have a big map that, like, there's like heat map of the world.
Enhanced.
So I figure out where everybody's coming from. I figure out where the plants are. I buy those. I shut them down. And then as soon as I've collected all of the flavoring, I go to my lab. I'm also an evil scientist. I should have led with that.
Of course.
Can I be honest? I assumed.
Yeah. If you're going to be wealthy, you might as well be an evil scientist.
What are you doing here?
Yeah. What else are you going to do?
Yeah.
Regular life bores you. I've also acquired the Runtz Company at this point.
Thank God.
So I'm going to make a one-to-one, like it's a life-size bunch of bananas.
Oh.
But I'm going to Runtz them, so they're the candy banana, and I'm going to infuse all the artificial banana flavoring in the world into this one little, it's a bunch of bananas.
Yeah.
That is a candy bunch of bananas of Runtz. After I do that, I seal it in plexiglass. I put that in an aluminum case. I put that in a lead case. I put that in a soft cooler, like this one. I put that in a safe. I put that safe in a spaceship. I blast that spaceship off into the sun. But before it gets to the sun, I veer it off, and I destroy Mars.
Because you're an evil scientist?
Because I'm an evil scientist. Yeah, it wasn't enough just to do what I did. I destroy Mars. In that destruction, I spell out my name. in the Mars after.
Oh, I figured it'd be with the artificial bananas.
Yeah, well, that's sort of like the supercharge. That's
okay.
That's like the energy source.
I like this a lot.
Yeah. Is it like a doomsday banana?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, fine.
Time with you now, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's how I do it.
Wow.
I love that.
That's all good.
I hope there's no banana residue that aliens can find, because they would definitely invade us.
Yeah.
They'd be so mad.
Oh, yeah. Demand it. They love it.
Or be the real Planet of the Apes would come to us.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Oh, no.
That way.
Then you go to Mars.
Oh, sure. Then you blow them up.
Yeah.
And then I blow them up.
Then you're a hero.
Because they're damn dirty apes.
Damn. Get your paws off me. They still make grunts?
I think so.
They have to. It's candy.
Can't argue that.
They still make candy, right?
That logic's solid.
Do you remember those? I liked them as a kid.
Yeah. I used to see them more. I feel like I never saw the actual, like, box or bag of Runtz. I would only see them in, like, those...
the Pick-a-Mix things?
Pick-a-Mix. Oh!
Like, where you, like, fill a bag with, like, random candy?
Yes, and... The little things, like by maybe in a grocery store, you put a quarter in, you turn the knob.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what those things are called.
I don't know either.
No, you know what I'm talking about.
Fun dispensers?
Yeah, a fun dispenser? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Do I still have those that dispense loose candy?
Probably not.
You could get like M&M's from those.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, like, whose sticky hand was under this before?
If they did, they're gone now.
Yeah, long gone.
Oh, yeah, fun dispensers. I don't know what they're called. That's the only time I saw runs.
Interesting.
Besides a Pick-a-Mix place.
Mm-hmm. We know what that means. That siren. Yeah, listeners, you can't hear it, but there's a siren in the distance. That means it's cocktail time.
Ooh. Cocktail.
I'm going to go make a cocktail. Are you busy or something?
Okay. Should I hold on? I'm slowly drinking all of this. Do we need more?
No. Okay. Like I said, I got a big cup of it.
Oh, just making sure. Just making sure. Burger King. That's a nice cooler.
Oh, no, big Costco.
Oh, God, I love Costco. It's the best.
I need a bigger house so I can justify Costco.
I live here and I go to Costco. I just limit what I can get.
Right. But, like, I wouldn't even know where to put, like, you know, the size of toilet paper pack that you can buy there.
It is a lot. Any of those closets you walk by, you open them up, it's just like, what is this? It's like, we're trying.
I do love a Costco.
I love it. What's your favorite thing to get at Costco? We had for a while, we had a sister podcast called Blog Boys.
Oh, that's right.
A podcast about Costco. What's your go-to when you go to... Are you a member, or do you only go?
I'm not currently a member.
Oh, okay.
But I've always enjoyed when someone had the peanut butter pretzels, like peanut butter filled pretzels. Those are
good.
Banging.
Hey yo, they're banging. all right, so we're eating wings. What's your? Do you have a favorite wing stop in the city? Not just the restaurant wing stop, but any place to go get wings.
Right. Well, so my husband is from upstate New York.
Okay.
So he is wing guy.
Oh, is he near Buffalo?
Yes, near Buffalo. Not in, but...
Sure, yeah. Sure.
And so he is constantly on the search for a comparable wing. And so we've tried a lot of different places. And I got to be honest, Wingstop is the most consistently good.
Really?
It's weird. It's like... You know, they just figured it out, especially for like the buffalo flavor.
Sure,
like,
I mean, it's also all they do with wings. They're not like a Buffalo Wild Wings, which has like more of a regular menu.
Right.
Crisp is still my go-to.
Oh, I don't know if we've tried that
one.
Oh
my God, Crisp is so good. It's off of It's off of Broadway and Wellington.
Okay.
Like in that area. It's a little storefront place. It's more of like, I think they're technically called like, Josh, what is it, like Asian wings?
Yeah, the Korean style.
Korean style wings. And it's
the whole wing,
so good.
Wow.
But they're always so busy.
Oh, sure.
So it's like, we're going, we're committing. So it's like a once in a while thing. But it's really, I recommend it. It's really good.
That sounds awesome.
What neighborhood are you in?
We're in Bucktown.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, so yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, we've got a wing stop literally three doors down from our place, so it's pretty convenient. And the fries there are so good, too.
Yeah, dude.
The seasoning has some sugar in it, which I think is what makes it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a fry right now.
Yeah, do it. Girl, do it.
This
vegan burger joint opened up near my work downtown. It's fine. As a person who's like, I don't know about this vegan thing. The burgers are not bad, but their fries are so good.
Interesting.
They're like super crispy. I don't know what their like seasoning is on it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just delicious.
Wow.
Because it's salty, but hot, but not super hot.
Yeah.
They're good. Like, I go back just for the fries.
That is really interesting from a vegan place because
I
learned that...
Let me refrain for it. Sorry. Let me talk on the microphone with my full mouth.
We can also cut this. We don't have to.
No, bro. No, I'm still. We're doing. Wow. Give me the hot dog.
Rob's dying.
No, avenge me. I think I'm just using vegan as a very
like bougie
general.
Is bougie what you mean?
No, it's not vegan. They're like. vegetarian burgers. Okay. I don't know what, I don't know how else to describe it. Okay. To me, vegan, I'm just kind of using it as a very, like, general phrase.
Right, right, right.
Like, old tissue is Kleenex or whatever.
Right, right, okay.
Because what were you going to say?
Well, I think this still applies. So, I learned that McDonald's, back way back in the day, used to cook their fries in either beef. Yeah, beef tallow, that's what it was.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Like, beef fat.
Oh.
And they were much crispier and much more flavorful. And since then, they've been sort of chased. Like, they obviously had to stop doing that because lots of people who don't want to eat that.
Yeah.
But since then, they've really struggled to find a formula that is both vegetarian and keeps them crispy and flavorful.
I believe that.
Yeah. So,
I wonder what this place, it's called, Stand Up Burger? Something like that. The name's not great. But yeah, now I'm curious what they do with their fries.
Yeah, you should ask them. Give them your number.
Again, listeners, my number is 555. That's fake. The A is not in the word fake.
But it isn't that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You gotta have A. Come on. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. One of the words has to be spelled out properly. Good boy.
You can only afford one vowel.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
I only have so much.
Yeah.
Let's just sit in silence.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, no, here's something we can talk about.
Yeah.
So we both worked at a coupon factory for a little bit.
We did.
There was a period, because we crossed over there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A couple years at least. Mm-hmm. Where the, so listeners, the coupon factory's soda beverage bills were a lot.
Ooh, inside.
There's like a lot of money every week to keep the X amount of fridges full of various sodas.
Uh-huh.
There was talks for like 6 months about bringing in several freestyle machines.
Oh, yeah. And then they did it.
Did they end up doing it?
Yes.
Oh.
They did.
Did they get rid of all the regular pop?
I think they kept like the LaCroix and stuff that they couldn't put in the freestyle machine.
Sure, sure.
But they definitely had a freestyle machine because Michael still worked there at the time. Not the movie, the person.
Thank you for doing
it. And I remember him like taking pictures next to the freestyle machine.
Oh, were there just one or were there several?
There were probably one in every kitchen or like most of them.
I remember when we're talking about it, I was against it just because like, yeah, stocking those fridges was a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
But in my brain, I'm like, I just feel like it's going to be more cleanup with the freestyle machines.
Yeah.
Because if everyone has their own cup, there's going to be more spills everywhere.
100%.
I don't know if that ever happened or not, but good for the old coupon factory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and also all the syrups.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know how that works, but sounds
not my problem.
Yeah.
Well, good for them. I'm glad they chose to go with them. I hope it worked out for whoever's still in charge over there.
I used to take like a road Diet Coke with me home every day.
Dude, when I was working at Groupon, fuck it, we'll just say that name. Because I think you have several times.
Oh, whoops.
That doesn't matter. I worked at Groupon when the buildings were split, when some of us were at like the Wacker building.
Yeah.
Else at the home.
I was at the Wacker building.
I was at the Wacker building too.
Wow.
I was doing a play at the DK's downtown, store, the very nice theater downtown.
Yeah, yeah.
For the weekend, I would grab like a case of Diet Coke and put it in the green room fridge for me.
Oh my God.
Because we have like two shows Saturdays.
Yeah.
And like I think maybe one or two shows on Sundays, depending. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't want to like run out and grab a Diet Coke every time. That's like money. When I can just take it from here.
Right.
Someone's like, well, who does the inventory? I'm like, I do. We're going to be fine. Groupon's not paying me enough. They can let me take a case of Diet Coke occasionally.
So funny.
Speaking of the dough.
Cocktails.
Oh my gosh. Oh, using some swag I stole.
Whoa.
Look at this.
This looks very cool.
Listeners, what has happened is Josh has made a delicious beverage, and it's very fancy looking.
We don't know if it's delicious.
It's so pretty.
It looks delicious. It's time. You know what? I don't want to say anything. Josh, please.
Val, each episode, we're back from the cocktail. It's funny not having to say that because when we do these not in person, we have to let everybody know we're back. But we're just back. We made a cocktail based on the beverage you've chosen. Not only is it based on you, we've named it.
You?
No.
Oh,
a little bit.
I never noticed. It looks nice.
Thanks.
Sorry. It distracted me.
Val.
We've made a cocktail based on the beverage that you brought. Not only is it made especially for you, this recipe has never been made before as far as I know.
Oh, wow.
It is named after you, so I'll tell you the name of the cocktail. We'll try it. You'll have to give it a letter grade, and then after we sip it, I'll tell you what's in it.
Okay.
So this is Valnilla's Velvet Bourbon.
Oh.
There's a little clue of what's in it there. A.K.A. the Ivory Agnew.
Wow.
So let's tuck in. If
wow.
And then I'll tell you after we taste it. Cheers.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
Ooh. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So we have 2 ounces. I made these as a batch that we all share. Okay. You're making one by yourself. 2 ounces of bourbon. In this case, it's Maker's Mark.
Nice.
We have 1 ounce of lime juice. We have 2 ounces of half and half as sort of a floater. 4 ounces of diet cherry vanilla Coke. A splash of grenadine. And then I've topped it with whipped cream and a little flag with a cherry and lime wheel. I was going to zest it. I forgot to put in my microplane.
It's so beautiful.
It looks good. It's pretty tasty.
Yeah.
I don't want to... You as a guest, please. What are your thoughts on the drink?
So I like all of these things that are in this drink. And I think on the whole, I like... the one thing I will say is I think that the lime is fighting a little bit with something else in there.
It's the cream.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's not, like, bad. It just isn't, like, perfect. Which, like, what drink is perfect?
Yeah. Is it fighting the vanilla and cherry too much? Because that's what I was worried about.
Let me see.
Because I almost brought vanilla syrup.
Just a little
then
bit.
I was going to... I don't think it's too much.
I don't think it ruins it, though.
No.
It gives it, like, there's a, like, not a kick.
It's just something.
Yeah.
It's just something. But I like it. It's sort of like a float.
Yeah.
With
the
cream and the, you know, with the soda underneath it. So I like that.
Was
I love
the soda a little like flat?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it was in my bag. It was in the...
Sure. Oh, okay. I got it. Because I feel like if it was like maybe from a can or something.
Yeah.
It would be a little...
More soda?
Yeah, give me... Just top me out there. Top me out, baby. I think it would be a little...
It was a little flat. Feel free to mix in the whipped cream, too.
Yeah, I need to mix it better.
I don't... Like, again, I'm enjoying it. I think it's good. Maybe it's bubbly. If the soda wasn't flat, it'd be a little bubblier.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
That's fair. Yeah. You can also decrease lime juice. You know,
oh,
make
for
it
sure.
Flavored.
Yeah. I'm giving
but
it.
But these aren't like... Josh, you did great. I'm not trying to like... Yeah. These are things we have no power
over. Yeah. Also, I just mixed it better and now it tastes a lot better. So that might have been part of my issue.
Well, I think up the soda a little bit.
Yeah. Done.
Yeah.
Well, I made it in short glasses.
Oh, sure.
So
I was
my recipe is for pine glass.
Oh,
it is good though.
You saying I need to do the dishes?
I don't want to say that.
Oh no!
It's weird being back in person.
I know. We got new dishes.
I was like, normally I get the ice beforehand, so it's not loud and doesn't take as long.
It's like we're getting a look behind the curtain.
That's right.
It happens. It's good, though.
Yeah.
The more I drink it, the more I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, it's growing on me, for sure. Once everything mixed together better, it was vastly improved.
I agree. What kind of whipped cream? Ready? Or Cool Whip?
Ready. Ooh, never Cool Whip.
You don't like Cool Whip?
Uh-oh.
Ready lasts longer in the fridge, and I don't get to it in time. Cool Whip has like a 2-week shelf life.
Oh, really?
Ready Whip has like a 2-month shelf
life. Oh, wow.
But if you put Cool Whip in the freezer, then it's like ice cream that you feel less bad about eating.
Oh,
interesting.
I didn't think about that. I don't get Cool Whip a lot.
I never feel bad for eating ice cream. I'm dare you, listeners.
I rarely buy Cool Whip either, but I have a strawberry patch. So we had a bunch of strawberries and needed to dip them in something.
It took me a minute to understand that you meant a real strawberry patch. I was like, is that like a type of Cool Whip? Is that like... I was like, oh, okay.
I just mainline strawberries through a sticker on my arm.
Good lord.
Yeah.
It's expensive, but I love it.
Dirty habit, I gotta quit. It's so good.
It's so good.
Well, we're gonna need a letter grade.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it a B+.
Yes.
Not bad.
And we like B+. Why?
Because B+ get degrees.
That's right.
Yeah.
Rob, you commented on my watch. This is my roommate's old running watch,
which
is now my current watch.
It looks nice.
It's a Garmin Vivo 30.
Ooh.
But then I got the band on the Devil website, Amazon.
Oh, sure. Maybe that's what, maybe the band, because it looks like Aaron took care of the watch head, and you, maybe the band
Yeah, the band was white before, and it was kind of like faded from
her
sweat.
Sure, sure. Gross. That just caught my eye. I'm like, oh, that's a nice watch.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, it's working out pretty good. Because I was going to do this for Apple Watch.
Oh, and
then this was free, so.
Don't take that.
Booyah. Wow.
Free's usually better.
Free is usually better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think maybe always better.
Well, every once in a while. You get a free thing, you're like, well, this, what am I doing with this?
That's true. That's
true. Sometimes it's a burden.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, well, should I just throw? Yeah, yeah, I'll tell off. Yeah, we're good. Oh, okay.
Which brings us to our next segment. Val, maybe you're aware, because you listened to the last episode, but this whole summer is...
The summer of citrus.
Lemon and lime, a ten at a time, or five for a couple of balls.
And we are tasting every citrus beverage under the grove. Do you have any favorite citrus beverages off the top of your head?
Well, definitely the citrus beverage that I drink the most frequently is Key Lime LaCroix. It is the only type of LaCroix that I really like.
Sure.
And I drink it a lot.
Ooh.
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 I love Key Lime LaCroix.
LaCroix's fine. I think I just never go for it. But I would try it. I'll try anything, folks.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be better about that.
Did we have a Key Lime LaCroix episode? We had a coconut LaCroix episode.
I don't know if you had Key Lime.
That was old Timmy Dunn.
Yeah.
Because I pitched Key Lime as an alternate.
And I said, no way. Timmy, kill us. Timmy's so mad.
Yeah.
Did we
do a Key Lime? I think you bring it up because you love it so much.
Yeah. I get that at home. And now limoncello, LaCroix. Have you had limoncello?
No.
Oh.
But I don't like limoncello.
Okay.
So well, I don't know well, if I'll
there
like.
You go. Okay. Well, that brings us to our summer of citrus beverage we're tasting on air.
I'm excited.
We have in our hands hashtag Ocean Cold Goose Island Beer Company's 312 Lemonade Shandy.
Ooh.
Sounds so
not
good.
Their 312.
Is this new for them?
It's the first time I saw it.
Hey,
was when I was looking for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when it's the summer citrus, everything looks like a lemon.
Hell yeah, dude.
So let's dig in. We have a special rating system, which Rod likes to tell.
If you enjoy it, it's thumbs up. If you didn't like it, it's thumbs down. If you think it's fine, it's a sideways thumbs.
Oh, okay.
It's very unique for a podcast. Wow. I don't think anyone else has done it.
It's revolutionary.
No, it's 312 Goose Island.
Ooh, that's crisp.
Oh, I really like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been missing this.
Yeah.
It's like an Arnold Palmer, but for... Like, it has
but
a little...
But for John Daly. Thank you! That's your time!
I could see myself drinking a lot of these.
Yeah, it goes down way too easy.
Ooh, baby. How much booze is in here?
It's like 4.9, I think.
Oh, that's nothing.
So it's not too bad.
No.
Oh, 4.2, sorry. Yeah, so it's less than a regular beer. 312 Lemonade Shandy is an unfiltered flavored ale. Sediment may be formed at the bottom of the can. Please drink by date. Questions
wheat
or comments?
Ale with natural lemon flavor. Ooh, there's a saying on here. When Goose gives you lemons, so I'm going to point to everybody. You got to finish
it
off.
Wait.
Well, okay.
I got to find it.
It's like right
by
the... Oh, yeah.
Where's the...
So Val, when Goose gives you lemons...
You drink... Lemonade Shandy.
Perfect. Josh.
She's not a corporate plant.
No. Josh, when Goose gives you lemons.
Hong Kong. And I'm a corporate plant for the Goose game. I'm talking about Goose game. Bobby, when a Goose gives you lemons.
You drink it long neck style. I need to remember that for future episodes of Summer Citrus. Because remember, folks, when Goose gives you lemons,
it might be a red. It might be a long neck. There you go.
It might be a lemon.
It's got a fun little goose that's made out of a lemon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's got like, I guess that's lemonade or limoncello.
Yeah, I like the can a lot.
Yeah, I do too. It's good. This is really good.
Yeah.
Shout out to our former sponsor, Binny's Beverage Depot. Ah. If you can't find it at Binny's, it's not worth drinking. but I built their own six pack.
Oh.
So I got this episode's Summer Citrus and next episode.
Oh.
No spoilers.
I like that.
I wish I got more. I would have. So it was like I was at the store and I was like, "Do I buy a 24 pack of this?"
Oh, geez.
I was like, "What if it's terrible?"
That's commitment. Yeah.
That's a hard one.
And then I did the build your own. Which,
but now you know you can go back and get more.
Oh man, this is like. I told you about the best 312 I ever had was after the Boston Marathon.
You did, yeah.
Sorry, the Chicago Marathon.
Yeah.
Where it was like soul affirming, like nourishing. I rarely drink 312 now because I love that memory.
Yeah.
But this is like a perfect summer mashup.
Was that a humble brag that you ran the marathon?
No, big. We'll get to unplugs.
We'll get to unplugs. Speaking of, I think. Oh, we gotta rate this.
Oh yeah. Special.
Everybody, on a count of three.
One.
Three.
Thumbs up across the board.
I also learned that from your last episode.
She was ready. She was locked and loaded.
Josh is doing it constantly, and I wanted to be prepared.
This goes down like nothing.
Yeah,
like
if you it tastes like
there's no
like
booze
water.
In it.
Yeah.
It tastes like melted Italian ice.
Yeah,
it's good,
and I love
it. It's really good. It's not too sweet though. It's like
too
sweet.
The perfect amount. I love it.
Oh, Julia Roberts.
About unfortunately, that brings us towards the end of the show. We have another segment where we want to know what you want to push, pull, or plug. Anything you love that you are in, or anything that you love that you've enjoyed recently.
Sure.
Could be a Judy Blume book that you read for comfort food. Oh. Shout out my roommate.
Well, I will do the shameless plugs first. So I actually just started recently a digital entertainment network called the Trident Network.
Oh,
get speared.
Oh my God, how did we not do
that? Is that what it's called?
No, I wish it were. I'll give you a call. Free. Yeah. yeah, and so we have a whole bunch of podcasts and videos and web series and live shows on Twitch. Yeah, so you can find out what we've got going on at thetridentnetwork.com.
I think one of your special ones features, one of your podcasts features a friend of the show, Allie Ring.
It's true. That was actually going to be my next one. Just
trying to help.
Thanks so much, Rob. So
is she mad at me? That feels like it's on a man.
No.
She's been mad the whole time.
Was she really mad? Am I drunk? On wings?
Yeah.
You took all the wingies, and I was pissed.
Well, they're closer to me.
You know who had wings? Michael.
Spoilers. Smell the cookies.
For a split second, I thought you were talking about my husband. I was like, what?
He did leave and go 3 doors now, but I haven't seen him since, so. It's probably safe to assume.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so...
Shout out Trident.
Yeah. Yes, Trident. And then, so as a part of Trident, friend of the pod, Allie Ring, and myself make a podcast called D-Commentaries, where we watch Disney Channel original movies. Right now, we're in the late 90s era, so we just watched the 13th year. And upcoming is Smart House.
I know somebody that loves Smart House. I've never seen it.
It's a delight.
Did you watch these before and you're rewatching them, or are you watching them as people now and like?
Yeah. So we both are. Well, Allie, even more than me, is a huge Disney file. And so is Michael, actually. Both the angel and my husband.
I believe it.
Me too.
and so when I thought of this, because what happened was I started watching some of my favorites that I had watched when I was a kid
Disney Plus.
The beginning, right, when Disney Plus, at the beginning of the pandemic, I was like, I need something to just, watch, and it's going to make me feel good. And so I started watching some of these, and I was like, this could be a podcast.
content.
Yeah. And so I texted Allie, and she was like, yeah.
She was like there in 2 seconds.
Right. A pod was born. Yeah. So we just watch a movie every other week and talk about it. And Allie is so creative. She comes up with all these different games to play at the end of every episode. And we had our first guest on our 13th year episode.
Oh, who was it?
Allie Romano.
Oh, she really? Know that name?
Yeah, she worked at I.O. for a while. Yeah. She was in my I.O. classes. That's how I know her.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a huge Disney head as well.
She found out we were doing this podcast, and she specifically asked to be on the 13th year, which actually, all the guests we have lined up are all people who came to us and specifically requested a particular movie. So, also a friend of the pod, Mo Philip Spots, is going to be on for The Color of Friendship per her request.
God, I don't know any of these Disney movies.
I know them because I've looked at them at Disney Plus. I missed a lot of these coming up. There's one called Lemonade Mouth that I think we should watch for the Summer of Sitges.
Okay.
I've never seen it. I don't know anything about it.
All right, but Lemonade Mouth.
I don't know when that one came out, but we can do...
Are we talking crossovers
right now? I was just going to say, we should do a crossover today.
Allie, call me.
555.
That's fake.
So that's my podcast that I make. Nice. And then something I've been enjoying that I'm not making is I have been reading the Star Wars canon novels.
Whoa. Yeah. I have been doing that as well.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, are you reading one right now?
I just finished. What was the one that just came out? Light of the Jedi. Finished that one. The High Republic
book.
Which I enjoyed a lot. I love the way it opened. Did you read it yet?
I haven't read those ones yet.
It really grabbed me from the first chapter, and I was like, oh, I'm in. And I'm kind of a Star Wars nerd about it. But I was very, very much enjoyed that one.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm currently reading the first Thrawn book of the trilogy that came out earlier but is about his life later. Mm-hmm. There's a new trilogy coming out that's earlier in his life.
Ascendancy. That's the
new
ones.
Yeah, yeah. I am in the middle of that one, but I've read probably at least six or seven by this point. I read the Ahsoka book, and I read, because she's my favorite.
She's great.
Which one is
she? She's my Disney Plus avatar.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So what happened was we started watching all the cartoons during the pandemic, another Disney Plus thing that we did.
Star Wars?
This is Star Wars.
Okay.
And the cartoons are better than the movies.
They fill in so much. Yeah. Because
they
can.
Do.
It's WandaVision existing, and you're like, oh, these movies have heart. Not just exploding.
Yeah, for real, the prequel trilogy sucked. Yeah. And then I watched The Clone Wars and Rebels, and now the prequel trilogy is fine.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm probably going to watch it.
Are you current on Bad Batch?
Yes.
I watched came here today.
Wait, time out. I didn't watch the one from yesterday.
Okay.
Because Michael's not at home
now. Really good. It's really good. And no spoilers, but, and we've seen this in other Bad Batches, some Clone Wars characters come back.
Oh, love it.
And one of my favorites comes back. And I was just like...
Is it Yoda?
It was Yoda. I was giddy. I was like...
I only have Disney Plus for Simpsons.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's not... I like Disney movies, but that's the real key. It's and then WandaVision came out. So when I first got it was for Simpsons.
You're watching Loki, though, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
I would buy a stream service that was just Star Wars.
That's fair.
That's how much.
I would not. But I get it. I get people like what they like. I get it.
Yeah.
And I like that I've been able to sort of enjoy it in a vacuum, because everything I've learned from TikTok is that the Star Wars fan culture is really toxic.
Ugh. Yeah.
So I'm just like, I'll just be over here by myself.
Yeah, enjoying my books. And I feel like people are less, maybe just because I don't go where those people are, but there's less vileness about the books.
Yeah.
There's a ton of vile stuff about movies and the shows, but books, I feel like people are just like, yeah, I like it. There was some Count Dooku book that was only an audiobook.
Yeah, I joined Audible.
I joined, the physical book?
Like the script.
Oh.
So it's like the Cursed Child only.
Yeah. That's funny. I joined Audible just to download it.
Oh, that's so
And then
funny.
I left because it was the free download.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, big fan.
Yeah.
Are you talking to me, man?
This guy loves Star Wars. I'm a casual Star Wars fan.
That's fine.
I like it. I know, like, the main characters, but there's, like, some of these people, I'm like, who? All right, cool.
Yeah.
That said, I love Mandalorian. I'm excited for the Boba Fett show.
And new Mandalorian.
Oh, so you do know who Ahsoka is then? Who? She was on the Mandalorian.
Which one was she?
Rosario Dawson.
Oh, she's the orange girl with the things.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
And when he said things, he held his hands to his breast.
Yeah. She doesn't have my things.
Rob, what? Please, give a guess.
I've learned nothing.
Oh, man. Ahsoka's so cool.
She is so cool.
Yeah. She's the best.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
We're all staring at Rob like, yeah, right?
Yeah, great. Yeah. She's fun. He wasn't mad when she showed up.
I have one Alphabet Squadron book, that the newest one, that I checked out for the library, and then I held on for like 2 months just because I didn't get around to it. Somebody else was on the hold behind me.
Yeah.
So I returned that because I was like, I'll pick it up again when I have time to actually read it. But I think I'm current on all the canon books now, except for like the young reader books. Like,
right,
I do read
right.
the young adult ones.
Yeah.
And I've met Steve Zahn, or Timothy Zahn.
Really?
At a Comic Con at C2E2, the first C2E2 I ever went to.
Huh.
I was just walking around, and the new Thrawn book had just come out. And it was like, buy the book here, and he'll sign it. And I was just like, yes.
Yeah.
And I met him, and because I love the old, now legacy or fantasy or whatever. Trilogy that he wrote. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, hey, I like your stuff. And he was like, cool. And it was just like, I wasn't like a fan boy out on him. Yeah. I just wanted to say like, hey,
is Thrawn like an abbreviation for something?
No,
or
it's
the
a
character?
Person. Okay. Yeah. Remember also
technically it's an abbreviation for his full name, Thrawn E2.
Yeah, it's a nickname.
Okay. Is he a Mandalorian?
No.
He might be though.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Soon, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so remember when Rosario Dawson's doing that really cool, spoiler alert, really cool, like, fight scene with the other lady, and then she, like, gets her in a spot, and she goes, where's Admiral Thrawn?
Oh.
That's who she's talking about.
Okay, cool. So he's a bad guy?
He's kind of.
Maybe. He's on his own side.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yes, that is a very good way of putting it.
Yeah.
How Star Wars is it?
Super Star Wars. And we could spend a minute talking about it. moving on, Rob.
Is that canon?
anything that you want to plug, or anything you want to for other people to enjoy?
No, follow me on social media. Rob Grabo, RobGrabo. Go to the Music Box. They have so many great movies.
Yeah.
I was there last night. I was in the garden. I watched the viewing of Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Check out older stuff. It's
love
fantastic.
That
go,
holds up. So
oh my
much.
God, it's a great film. Just go to the movie theaters, everybody. It's fun to see a movie with people. I know sometimes like, I don't want to go out. Just shut up and go. That's all I got. Josh, anything you want to push, pull, or plug?
I've got a couple things. I've been vaccinated for a little bit now. We were at a restaurant that we love, and I was talking to my roommate. We're so glad this restaurant made it through the pandemic. And I think it was somebody that she had heard from or like talked about was like, there's a lot of things that like bills are coming due that weren't due before. So a lot of places that you frequent and love aren't out of it yet financially. So keep going out, I guess, or keep ordering in the places
whatever
that
you
love.
Yeah.
Whatever makes you comfortable, because we're not done. Like,
no, God no.
And again, I love food and booze
and
drinks, so I will support where I can. But that just made me think of that, and you just asking me to plug stuff reminded me of that. Also, I have a citrus fact. I wasn't going to let it slide. Rob, you tried to get around it.
What? Did I forget as always? Yeah.
Yes. So we all know in 2006, the largest orange by circumference was picked.
Oh.
Now I'm going to give you each a chance to guess.
Oh my goodness.
The size of that orange. Would you like it to be multiple choice? Yes or no?
I would love it to be multiple choice.
Okay. So the.
Because I'm always confused by circumference or like pounds.
Okay. So the circumference will be in inches.
Okay.
I will give you a range. Of 5 inches a piece. So is it 25 inches? Is it 30 inches? Is it 35 inches? Or is it 40 inches?
Oh, okay.
The largest orange ever picked in 2006. But, and I will say, shout out USA. Fresno, California.
Oh, nice. All right, USA all the way.
Also, just in case anyone like me is geometrically challenged, circumference is the measurement around.
Thank you.
Around. Diameter is through.
Yeah.
I
forget that. I'm going to say 30.
I'm going to say 35.
Well, you're both wrong because it was 25. And Price is Right rolls you both lose. So that's our citrus fact. Poppin' Pod and all your social media. I'm at Josh Scovia Sucks, S-U-X, on Twitter. And plugs, I'm raising money for the Chicago Park District because I'm participating. I'm not saying running. Because I'm most likely
participating.
I'm participating in the 2021 Chicago Marathon this year, and I'm raising money for the parks. Donate. I'll put the link in the bio. I didn't last time, but I will
do it this time.
I'll do it. Fine.
Okay, please.
But I need your money because I love the parks, but yeah. At a certain point, I can't afford to love them. So I need your help. There's 600 parks. $1 for each park is what I'm asking everybody to donate.
Oh, that's not bad.
$600.
What? Oh, God. Whoa, whoa. Wait, no.
Any amount helps. $2, $5. And then look for me on the course. I'll be the one moving very slowly and sweaty. That's it. All right, let's get out of here. We have one last thing to do, and that is our end of the podcast. Cheers. Everybody grab the closest beverage to you. I'm very going to finish this 3-1-2.
Same.
Say along with me.
Whatever your glass, put a toast in it.
Patreon demands it.
Now, because I used to for so long now, just type it in the Zoom chat.
Oh, whiskey makes
you frisky.
Oh, that
was a note.
It's okay, I got it.
Gin makes you sin. Wine makes you nutty. But I'll try them all over again. Cognac keeps you peppy. Rum makes you dumb. Beer is a mellow drink. But it'll keep you on the run. Whenever you want a drink or two, choose the drink that pleases you. Drink your mash, talk your trash. That is the right thing to do. Latch, champagne makes you happy. Vodka keeps you thin. Tequila makes you want to fight. But I'll try them all.